I'm with Professor Neil Gibson of the Northern Ireland Centre for Economic Policy here at the Ulster Unionist Party Conference 2013. Neil, you've just been speaking to the delegates about the economic challenges facing Northern Ireland. What did you tell them and how did they respond?
Well, we told them a number of messages, but I think the key message that we tried to put across was that we're still facing some very significant challenges here in Northern Ireland. Recovery may be underway, but it's very fragile and it's very slow. So we've a lot of work to do, and the real message today was that we're all going to have to play a part in that. Politicians are going to have to come up with new ideas. We as researchers are going to have to help them to craft those policies. We're going to have to help put the evidence in place that will allow us to change the future that we see before us, because our forecasts tell us that the future that we're looking at will not be one that the people of Northern Ireland will be happy with.
Yeah, and how did the delegates receive your message?
I believe it was received well. Obviously, you'd need to ask them, but I perceive it was well because we had some good questions. We also had a willingness to engage in the debate, which is, how do we put something positive forward that people can vote for? How can we put something up that people can either object to or that people can decide, yes, that will work for me? And that debate was very well founded, and we had a good lively conversation, and questions were flowing about what we actually put forward as a positive change for Northern Ireland, as opposed to thinking about all the things that we may be unhappy about, of which obviously there are many for all parts of Northern Ireland, but that's not enough. What can make a positive difference? So good debate and the start of a process, hopefully, of continuing to improve economic literacy here in Northern Ireland.
There was some discussion, I'm told, about the fiscal levers that may be available to the Northern Ireland executive, or that they should lobby to have it available to them. In one sense, people have argued that that transforms the relationship of the executive to its electorate if it's in a position where it's raising taxes or raising duties. Do you think that's a kind of responsibility that there's an appetite to accept?
Well, I think that's exactly the right way to put it. We have to get across the fact that if you take over more powers, you will have an increased level of responsibility, and it does not always mean you'll be able to do something with that power that people will like. There are times when the government has to act in a way that won't be universally popular, perhaps to balance the books, perhaps to encourage, say, a cooling of an over-eager property market and the like. So in principle, yes, we should be looking for more power so that we can make a genuine difference, and so that we can connect closer with our electorate, so that we can genuinely go out onto the doorstep and say, this is what I'm going to change. At the moment, it's quite difficult. We have a limited set of powers. So the debate today focused on, you know, a reaffirmation from our perspective that corporation tax would be a good lever to have, and we shouldn't let that debate go. But then to start and think about those other areas like stamp duty or passenger duty and other levers that we might have, but with full knowledge that with those levers will come the desire to do good for the economy, but will also come a challenge as to when and how to use them.